True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Do you know it now?
Oh, no, I know it. I'm just making sure. I don't want it to seem, you know, anything that had to do with yesterday. Not that Tyler Childers does political songs, but you don't want... I wouldn't even want to do anything... I don't tiptoe around stuff, but I also wouldn't want to do anything to incite or make people think I was trying to, you know.
Yeah, man.
I'm just very not put off. I'm just very. It's just hard. It's hard to like.
How do you transition off it to, you know, anything? Just like in your normal life, even.
I know, like Attorney Rob Inario. Good morning.
Morning, folks.
You came in today to do Facebook fussing.
Yeah,
and
not the tone I expected.
Man, I know. And I don't, look, I don't shy away from it. We've been doing mornings for, you know, 22 years and you know, some radio prior to that, Paige, is, you know, like twice as long as that. For me, I mean, you've been so, and you've got that news side of it too. But you know, I enjoy coming in and talking about fun stuff and lighthearted stuff, and you know, and I don't shy away from the serious stuff. You hear that chair?
I did.
It was the chair.
No,
you verified it.
I can't confirm that is the chair.
Exhibit A.
This time,
judge. I don't shy away from it, but I will stay real with you and. Maybe fumble some words and maybe have to. I mean, this is just is and so many different aspects to look at that and everything from now on. Like it's, I saw it this morning and I was like, I said the world has changed and I was like, I mean it has, but it's not a slow change. I mean, it's not. It's not a slow change. Like those big assassinations we talking about were like 60 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not a, but.
People have more avenues to talk about it. And if you didn't see it on the news, you'd see it on somebody's little podcast.
The immediate.
Or TikTok.
If you missed the news back then, you didn't, there was no, you know, distribution of news until.
It was easy to avoid. It's in your face now.
And the phones with on. The video aspects of it, you know. What's wrong?
You know, it's just like there's so much of it to where we said even earlier there was a school shooting that people have already forgotten about.
Yeah. It was Aurora. I mean, good
it's
gracious.
It's just horrific.
So we'll kind of play it by ear. Rob had the ideas like, you know, ask people what do they want to hear. Do they want to continue to talk about this or do they want to hear something funny? I'm of the mindset of, you know, we're bartenders at this point. What do you have? I mean, if I'm fine to talk about it. I don't shy away from it. I'm just saying that, like, and I'm not even filtering myself. I'm just our words hold value, and I don't want to just come on and spout off.
But it's then one of those situations where I don't want to say you beat a dead horse, but then you kind of like, you know, how much is enough?
Well, yeah, but there again, you know, the thought is that you're all getting up bright and early listening from 6 until 10 straight.
Yep.
You are. Your whole day's planned around our show. I know that's not real life, so I know not everybody, you know, if they tuned in at 7:30, which is like what we call the power hour, it's like when most ears are listening right there at that time.
That's what I'm going to get you.
Right around this time. And you want to bring your best to the table. Right now, though, I want to bring what people want, but also I don't want to shy away from the serious.
Yeah, it's just, you know,
you can get this anyway. I mean, you can get this information. We're not even talking info. We're talking life. We're talking about our point of view on what we, whatever, you know. A lot of people are just the talking heads reading the headlines and stuff, news, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's yet to be determined what the magnitude of this is going to be as far as the impact upon society. Is this going to be
a little bit more, Your Honor?
Is this going to be just another shooting that we forget about after a year of terror? Or is this going to be something that we remember for years to come? Because I know that the chatter, the bickering, both sides, if you loved him or hate him or you were neutral, you're all engaged in this right now. And on the way in, I didn't even realize it was 9/11. So it's taken the ability to overshadow 9/11. And granted, that's been, you know, 24 years now.
Yeah, I know.
But
think about, like, people that,
God,
you know,
24.
Like our grandparents, I assume, thinking of the timeline, like, I mean, you go out on the streets today and you ask kids, what is Pearl Harbor? Like, it would be like,
all right, they don't know December 7th. Like, the date's got no significance to
not at all. Like, have you ever been to the beaches of Normandy?
No.
No.
Where is that? Is it a new resort? I mean, it's
there aren't many World War II guys left.
Where's your great grandfather buried? I mean, it's once it goes through that three generational cycle, it's like, but
I could actually tell you that, but I know what you're saying. For example, wise, you know, like people just don't know
where your great grandfather's buried.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I know where mine is too, but prior, I don't know where his dad's buried. I will say that.
I did not understand Charlie Kirk's impact until after, you know, all this had happened. I knew who he was from social media. You know, that's the guy who debates people on site. But
he's the guy that's kind of started that meme where you see the guy. I used it the other day for – it was Ralph Furley from Three Stooges or Three's Company. He's sitting at a table in the park and says, you know, if you saw the show Three's Company, it said, I think that – a straight man should not live with two straight women. Argue with me, you know that whole meme.
Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong. There you go. That was his kind of rhetoric or whatever. But it was also like a discussion about it, like open mic discussion. Did he grill some people? Yeah, he was good at that. But how many people do you go see that don't take questions? That are there to influence you only. You don't get a question. Hell, you go to some city council meetings, you don't get questions.
I do get so frustrated to the point to where, you know, you turn to this. It's almost worse if we find out who it is and there's an indifference. That's really where, you know, it would get bad.
What's the indifference meaning?
Like, they don't care one way or the other. Didn't have a dog in the fight, just wanted to kill somebody.
They just wanted to
make a name for themselves.
Just histrionic.
Well, so, if that's not a word, it needs to be, because I love histrionic.
It is a word.
Histrionic. I love it. It sounds like it'd be a parfum.
It's just like, you know, that's why serial killers kill people, because they want that mark in the world of being horrible.
Yeah.
Can you hit the text real quick, the text that we got that was...
Yeah.
Because I'd said that, you know,
I asked Rob about it in the stairwell.
Like, I don't think I could do it.
Okay.
You know, a civilian. So,
read the text.
So P1 Sumtoy sent us in and said... 200 yards is not a professional shooter distance. That is a shot well within the capability of any decent big game hunter sportsman in the country.
What?
And I know one of those guys. And Jeez. I am sitting beside him right now. And that is exactly what Rob Inario said when I asked him in the stairwell a moment ago.
Yes.
He's like, that's a hunter.
I'm not a hunter, but I know a lot about hunting and firearms. 200 yards, you're not going to be able to just go out to the gun store, pick up a gun, go out and pull off that shot. But if you've had any experience with hunting, shooting a rifle any particular distance, 200 yards is not that bad. And you could, I think you qualify with iron sights at that at the Marine Corps. So it is very, very easy. So this is somebody that didn't just decide to go out and kill somebody.
Yeah.
At least not go out and pick up a rifle and kill somebody. They have experience with that rifle, have experience shooting at that distance. But I mean, there's a lot of open land in Utah. There's a lot of places to hunt. It could be anybody.
So we don't know that the figure running on top of the building is, we don't know that that's the guy. Because that was my thought. Like, I've seen the movie The Shooter. I know big game hunters. I know, well, we both know the guy who shot that big ass freaking elk, and it cost him like $8,000 to get it euthanized.
Stuffed?
Stuffed, yeah. Taxidermed.
Processed?
Euthanized. What the hell am I saying? What am I of his mood?
He's not a good shot then.
You know, I can't imagine, though. I know what that lining up the shot is, but that to run and lay down real quick and then line it up and do it, that seems...
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That is. And in most of the other high-profile shootings that we've had where the person does not immediately kill themselves, they're usually caught pretty quick.
Yep. That's why...
This guy managed to get away... Use the panic and disturbance of 3,000 people trying to get out of there, and did so with a rifle. That's not like a handgun you can pocket.
Mm-mm.
There's been no reports that I've heard yet of the firearm being found, so it could have very well been a breakdown rifle stuck in a backpack, change of clothes, and he flies out. And when you start getting into that, it kind of makes you think more it's not a mental illness type of situation, and it's something more evil.
I never saw any kind of confirmation about the video of somebody running across the. And it sucks. You got to even question as far as you know. Yeah, was it AI or is somebody faking it? But just like we talked about earlier, that feeling when you know you're going to kill somebody, you don't have that kind of like, oh my God, I'm about to like do something like the inhibition.
You're numb to it.
Yeah.
You just.
That had to be what happened.
Okay. Well, what we will. So again, playing this by ear. We know we promised you fussing. We agreed we will do that. When do you want to do it? You want to do it now?
Let's do it now. Do you want to?
I think it'll be a nice change of pace.
It'll certainly perk up the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want it.
This is a good one.
It needs a little perking up, but not. This isn't walking away from this story by any means because. This is a big damn deal. And I think we're all, as the day goes on, realizing how big of a damn deal that this is.
That's going to be around for a long time.
Okay. When we return, we'll be on YouTube live streaming. YouTube at The Rise Guys. Performing for you. First time in a while with special guest attorney Rob Inario. You want to join us in this?
Hey, folks.
Facebook, fussing.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
Hey, what's up? Well, I'm stalling for a moment.
Yeah, okay. Hang on just one second. It might take the live stream got corrupted, so I'm going to have to go in here and create a new one.
The live stream? Yeah, I don't even know what that means. It just means it timed out or something. They had a chat already going on in the room and everything, and
yeah,
all of a sudden it went away.
So I got to re-invite us real quick, because for some reason it will not let you resume the previous one.
I know. You know what? We get a free pass today. Everybody gets a free pass. Mm-hmm. Bosses, if your employees are late to work today, give them a free pass. They may be getting asked questions by their kids, or they're stopping for a minute.
There's a lot going on.
Or waiting on the live stream.
Or waiting on the live stream to not get, what did you say? It was infected.
Corrupted.
Crazy.
Corrupted.
Listen to you, like you're an attorney keeping up with words.
I'm good with words and stuff.
You are good with words and stuff. I will say we will obviously come back to talking about the awful tragedy. And I'm not stalling right now. I mean, I am, but what I'm saying has truth behind it. I'm not just saying empty words. But the awful tragedy with Charlie Kirk yesterday, and
check that new link, by the way, real quick.
While you know, with that said, we also think about honestly, I haven't looked up any updates on the school shooting in Colorado.
I haven't either.
And then also, let us not forget what today is, and that's September 11th. I mean. So, we're trying to do a little something funny. This was already planned. Again, Attorney Rob Inario back in with us. He had commented a while back. He's like, "Man, I would like to do that." I said, "Well, you're always at court."
I'll be at court later today.
Well,
can we show up and watch? I mean, it is court, right? It's public.
You can, but this isn't going to be a fun day in court. I got a sentence in on a very difficult, tragic case.
Oh no!
Jeez! Oh man! Okay.
Now we're about to go live right now on YouTube's.
Live on YouTube at the Rise Guys. All at right. The Rise Guys on YouTube. Wave at the camera. If you're in That's the me. Chat, let us know if you hear an echo.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Echo sound. because we want to make sure. Because, you know, the other day, I don't want Rob Inario mooning the camera like Jesse did the other day.
Oh, no.
I will not moon the
camera. I've seen that ass one too many times.
Oh. Also, I
missed
it. I'm
yours
sorry.
On an inflatable slide one time.
On live television.
On live television.
Gosh. Oh, I should have shared that the other day with Jesse. I actually accidentally mooned.
I'll look at it, brother.
Viewers of Fox Carolina at the time.
Yes, you did. We were at a charity event. Dancing.
Rob and Aria were going to have a climb up this
racing up an inflatable slide.
Yeah, racing up an inflatable slide, and then as I jump in front of Rob, my pants fall completely, and I'd say about a foot away. Were you
closer than I wanted to be?
Yeah.
Do we have an echo? People also forget or never forget that the Looper said this. By the way,
soy sauce blue ramyun.
I don't know what ramyun is, Looper.
But he said it correctly.
Is he in the chat?
Yeah, he's in the chat.
Ramyun. Sometimes look, that happens. We say words wrong. You'll probably hear some of that coming up here in this little thing.
I think we're good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What you're about to hear is real. It's your real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
Or not guilty.
Oh, I like that twist.
Presumed innocent.
I need a gavel.
All right, court hammer. You don't have a court hammer?
Wow.
And the stupid.
This.
Oh, boy.
Is Facebook fussing. Okay, here we go. Fatboy's already said, and... He's the timekeeper. He is the shot caller. He's all these things.
20 inch blades.
He says we're going to split it up into two.
It's going to be a two-parter, boys.
So I'm ready for the challenge. Here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of the gaslighter general is Matt Mann. Playing the role of the meltdown kid, John Michaels, is Fatboy. Playing the role of the butt-in bandito is Rob Inario. And playing the role of Echo Chamber Jr. is Paige. And action. Hello, Facebook friends. Do I care about this so-called debate of the day? Not one bit. But the gaslighter general hasn't posted in 3 days. I'm bored at work and I need to meet, brother. So I'm here to stir the pot and get that interaction on my social media. And when I drop this hot take, I'm going to watch the comments roll in like a steel chair across your back.
Oh, really? Gaslighter General, you think you could just drop your hot garbage takes in my timeline? The Meltdown Kid says you were dead wrong. In fact, you might be the wrongest person ever on the internet. And now I finally get to unleash years of pent-up, vague, passive-aggressive anger. You're finished, pal. The Meltdown Kid has been waiting years to cut this promo on you, and tonight's the night.
You listen here, Meltdown Kid. Nobody, and I mean nobody, tells the Gaslighter General that he's wrong. Because there aren't even my thoughts, brother. They came straight from my favorite political news guy on my favorite channel. So if you disagree, you can step in the ring, you can use your mouth on me, Jack, and while you're at it, say hello to the Gaslighter's block button, because I swing it like a sledgehammer, dude.
Oh, yeah? The Meltdown Kid bases all his arguments on memes and his upbringing in church. That's right. And if you push me one more time, I'll threaten you in the most confusing... homoerotic way possible, even though I'm happily married with 3 kids. So what you gonna do, Gaslighter, when the Meltdown Kid runs wild on your backside? Because the kid's got Sunday service, but right now, he's preaching pain.
Hold it right there. The butt-in bandito wasn't gonna say anything about this debate that we'll forget about in a week. But as an American, I can't hold back. The Gaslighter General is 100% right, and the Meltdown Kid is dead wrong. Why?
Oh, yeah, butthole bandito. I think that, I'll tell you what I think. I think that...
Butt in bandito, butt it in.
pardon me, I was turning the page. Again, my name is the butt in bandito, as I was saying. The Gaslighter General is 100% right, and the Meltdown Kid is dead wrong. Why? Because he watches the same news channel I watch, brother. 3 generations of my family believed it. So if they saw it, then it's the truth. So if everyone else can fornicate with themselves in the tushy, and when the butt-in bandito steps into a thread, you better believe he's swinging wild elbows.
That's right, butt bandito, Echo Chamber Jr., The immortal gaslighter is speaking the gospel truth. When you repeat what's on the Good News Channel, that's not an opinion. That's a fact. The meltdown kid can kick rocks, pound sand, and fornicate with himself in the booty. Because freedom of speech only matters when we all agree. And the echo chamber will always be there in the comments, clapping back with the same words, just rearranged.
Blocked. That's right. The meltdown kid just blocked you, General Gaslighter, but I'm still so mad. I'll unblock you later just to troll your page and judge your every move, person I barely know. The meltdown kid lives for petty revenge, and baby, I got time on my hands.
Yeah. Don't sweat it, butt-in bandito. The meltdown kid, John Michaels, can think outside the box without feeling like a traitor to his parents. We're Americans. And the gaslighter general says, bend him over his own beliefs and give it to him hard. And when you wake up tomorrow, meltdown kid, you'll realize that you just jobbed out to the gaslight general.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. The meltdown kid goes to church every Sunday. I'll pray for your soul, gaslighter. But for not agreeing with me, you can go straight to hell. And you better believe I'll be posting Bible verses out of context for the next 3 weeks. Just to prove my point!
Let me tell you something, baby. The Gaslighter General, he's got a response for you. Here's a link to an article that I skimmed while pinching off a couple loaves at work. I didn't finish it. I don't know if it's true, but it makes sense, brother. And when the Gaslighter drops a link, it's like dropping a steel chair in the middle of the ring, hardcore, on a scaffold with barbed wire.
I read it, especially that last paragraph. I didn't check the source, but wow! Is this legit, Gaslighter? Because if it is, the meltdown kid John Michaels may have to walk back half his rant.
Honestly, meltdown kid, let me talk to you. No idea, but one word, three letters, yes. That's the Gaslighter guarantee.
Exactly. Echo Chamber says nobody knows if it's true, but we're going to believe it anyway. And that's what matters, because in the end, the Echo Chamber always wins. Last word.
This match ends in a draw. End scene.
I wanted to do it, Dusty. I didn't get to it in time.
I know. I wore a freaking pearl snap to rip off my shirt. Reveal the Vince Gill shirt. You said that and forgot. Okay.
That's the pink lettering that sells the Vince Gill shirt.
Doesn't it, though?
That's pretty. Vintage.
Thank you. Pretty. It is. Yeah. It's real. It's.
Give me one more last chance.
Isn't it weird? I want to prove to you. No, it's not a new shirt. It's old. It's like 30 years old. People normally don't do that. They want to act like it's real.
I've seen a Vince Gill shirt.
Well, thanks.
I know it drives you crazy, baby. It's the best that I can do.
That was some fun sarcasm in that one. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll keep the live stream on YouTube. And when we come back, part two of a special Raw Binario edition of, you know what, Facebook Fussin'.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
Sorry, I had to suddenly get back into character. Because we're playing the roles.
Dramatic.
We're still live streaming on YouTube at The Rise Guys. Hello. Oh, yeah. Also, Jimmy Harper, I believe the couch sold. I think the couch sold.
What's up, Harper?
Hey. Somebody put a deposit on the couch.
Nice.
So it's gone. Okay.
You're breathing. I hope so.
If you're just tuning on the live stream, you may say, who is that on there? Is that Fat Boy's brother?
Yeah, people were noticing, pointing that out. Like, what's the...
People said
Italian.
Rob and Fat Boy, Rob Inario, attorney at law, call Rob.com, said that they favor each other. Boy, I do not see it in any way.
White facial hair, and that's about it.
I'm not Italian, Rob's not fat, so...
I'm white and have facial hair.
Yeah, but you don't have white facial hair.
Yeah, but the closer you get to... That's why I keep people at a distance. The closer you get to me, it's like you see them. It's like...
Stand back.
Stand back. And look at me wearing dark sunglasses only. Because it makes it look darker.
I
dated somebody when I was black for 2 weeks. All right, here we go.
How do you think you got the date?
Oh, wow.
People like to mix it up. I'm cool with it.
It's a tough crowd, isn't it?
Depending on what you did for that 2 weeks, it could be a compliment.
Well, now look. Now you're going to have people say, well, what happened after 2 weeks? All right, here we go.
All right.
We're going to leave that one alone.
You gave it up too soon, buddy.
I'm going to leave it alone. That's right. All right. She wanted to go Dutch, so I wore wooden shoes. All right, here
okay.
we go.
You changed the accent.
We're not doing the whole intro again. Names change, protect the innocent, the guilty, and stupid. This is Facebook Festival. All right, scene two. Playing the role of Aaron Fudge.
Okay.
Is Fat Boy. And I'd like to give...
Oh, no.
Or, pardon me.
That's me.
You know what?
It's his brother.
What you guys are thinking? Because we look so much alike.
The yeah. twin.
God, you think I'm going to be a fudge?
I had one eye closed, and when I looked over, no. I was going to say, Fat Boy came up with these names, and I want to give him credit.
Okay.
Because I don't want anybody to think I came up with these.
Let the fat guy be Fudge.
Playing the role of Aaron Fudge is attorney Rob Inario. Playing the role of Chipper Bones Jones is Matt Mann. Playing the role of LLBJ. Is Paige playing the role of Claude Maballs?
You know that family?
I believe it's.
Yeah,
I believe
nice
they're from Serbia.
They live near the Oxaflopins.
It's Fat Boy, and playing a role that she's played every damn day of her life for the past 22 years. Playing the role of Paige from The Rise Guys is Paige from The Rise Guys. And action!
Go ahead, Facebook, roast me.
Are you sure about that? I don't think you can handle what's about to come your way.
For real, man, this could get ugly. And when I say ugly, I mean uglier than those poor excuses for balls you got hanging in your jockeys.
Well, personally, I think hanging's a strong description right there, if I'm being honest. I'd say more like tucked in. I mean, you know, I'm just guessing here. I'd say his balls are so high that he'd have to, probably must have a vacuum up in his ass crack. I don't know.
Not to mention, they look like two whole strawberries that sat out in the sun too long. I mean, bro, I've heard of Bacne before, but not Sackney. You should get that checked out.
Jesus, guys, really? I mean, I wasn't expecting this much so soon. This done damn turned ugly.
Ugly? Speaking of ugly, how's your mama doing?
Oh. Hell, speaking of Claude's mom, if she had any...
Hang on a second. Take your time with this one.
Okay.
Because this is good.
Yeah, you, yes. Enunciate and let the joke lay.
All right. Hell, speaking of Claude's mom, if she had as many sticking out of her as she had sticking in her, she'd look like a damn porcupine.
Oh my God, that's cold. Hey, Claude, you got boobs so big you jiggle when you sneeze.
Hey, damn it, I said roast me, not my mom's, okay? So let's relax on that.
Bro's gut hangs lower than his balls. Looks like he smuggled a beanbag chair under his damn shirt.
Man's hairline ran away so fast it left skid marks. On that thought, his hairline must have had ran through his underwear, too.
God, at least I still got hair, BJ. You shave your pubes just to make your hog look longer, and it still looks like a sausage casing threw up out of one side.
Don't talk, Claude. Your nipples look like pepperonis that got left in the oven too long.
Man. I'm lost on the rules here. Is Claude allowed to roast his back? I mean, what the hell?
I mean, are you just going to sit here and take it? I mean, damn.
Well, I mean, I think it's all fair game. That's what the hell I say. Hell, Claude, by the way, I heard for your wife to find your Dugan that she's got to wait for you to sneeze and then grab it with some tweezers, LOL.
Claude, ass crack looks like a baby's mouth during dinner. Big stains everywhere. His damn underwear look like a high chair, I bet.
This is so brutal.
Wait on this one.
Claude's wife kiss his ass so much her breath must smell like a hot steamed pickle.
Hold up. Now you're really about to piss me off, if I'm being honest with you.
Damn, Claude, you asked for a roast, but now you look like you're about to cry into your double cheeseburgers. Well, hang on. I think you guys are taking this too far. Maybe pull back a little. Suck it, Paige. I hate you, you damn bitch woman. They should...
if you're not streaming this, you're missing gold right now.
Restart the last sentence and just pace it.
Okay. Suck it, Paige. I hate you, you damn bitch woman. They used to shoot Evel Knievel out of your bra, I bet. Go on somewhere.
Oh, hey, Chipper. Remember the time you ate your wife's sister's peach emoji? Guess that was an honest mistake, huh? You know?
Now listen, you asked for us to roast you, but now you just being a dick, and I think you went too far.
Yeah, that's low, Claude. You don't throw family dirt out there like that, no matter how hot it is.
Okay, can't take it, can you? Everybody knew what you did, dude. I'm not breaking any news here, for God's sakes.
Still, though, dude, you can't bring it up. You asked to get roasted. Why, I don't know, but this is what you wanted.
For real, man. I mean, you asked for it, so why don't you just sit back and take it? Why don't you take it on your chins like a champ?
For real, bro. We clown in your body, not wrecking homes. You cross the line.
Man, F this. Y'all think this is funny, but it ain't. I'm done with this ass. I'm out.
Don't let the Wi-Fi hit you in the ass on the way out, big boy.
His password is probably SwingSniffer69.
It looks like he'd probably dress up as an elementary school urinal for Halloween.
Especially after he gets that stupid bowl haircut he gets every 2 months. Dude looks like he lays down at the bottom of the daycare slide with his mouth wide open.
Insane!
Oh my God.
Dude. If that ain't a roast.
I need that. Oh, Lord.
I don't know what is.
We might have to start doing
I feel
roasts.
Like I'm sitting in the crowd at the Apollo.
You're like just saw some hot dude walk across the stage. You got to fan yourself now.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, you know what's so great about that is we get to replay some of those lines out of context for many years to come.
Take it on the chins.
In fact, boy, you said his real password on there. That was crazy.
I thought it was real nice when you were signing parts, you had Paige roast herself.
Exactly, that's exactly what he said.
I don't know if anybody pick up on that.
He said she's going to roast herself. Well, it would be mean if we said it.
Yeah.
She had to do it. Okay. What you just heard was very real very unprofessional, but it was fun. That was real Facebook arguments and fun sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
Or not guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of About Lee Every 6 Weekly Facebook Fuss and...
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.